usually just a pit stop for most people.
I like it here.
I'm Alex. Nice to meet you.
How are you liking Southport?
It's definitely a change of pace.
From what?
I've had things happen to me in the past. Things that still scare me.
Did you hear about his wife? She passed away a few years ago.
He's gonna find me. I've gotta get out of here.
There's no safer place for you than here with me.
Okay, here's the deal. By now you should know exactly what to look for in a Nicholas Sparks movie, because he's not exactly guarding the secret formula. While Safe Haven departs a bit from that standard pattern, sometimes hilariously so, it should still please the core audience of fans who love to go to the movies and have a good cry. But to me, I tend to roll my eyes and laugh out loud at these films, much to the chagrin of the weeping lady sitting next to me. Safe Haven follows a woman on the run from Boston who hides out in a small coastal town in North Carolina. When she falls in love with a charming widower at the local store, her dark past threatens to come back to her. While Julianne Hough and Josh Duhamel are nice to look at and manage to be somewhat charming in their scenes, Safe Haven tends to be a bore, a paint-by-numbers Hallmark romance that ranges from the dull to the ridiculous. Safe Haven gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.